Now that horses have almost disappeared from the farms of Great Britain, some of the older horsemen are willing to reveal traditional lore which has been handed down by word of mouth for generations.
I'm Rob Perks, I'm lead curator for oral history at the British Library, and Giorgio Evans, who we're going to hear in a moment, is regarded as one of the pioneers for British oral history. And actually, he didn't make that many radio programmes. He was really well known for going out and interviewing people at length about their lives and working experiences. And in George's case, it was really books that he was interested in writing. But what comes across from this programme to me is the voices and the sounds that he's recording, which don't come across from the books at all. So you're hearing the accents and dialect, but you're also hearing the specific words that they would use, for instance, to control horses.
Now, when you're controlling horses with no reins, if you wish them to go to the right, you say, wish, 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 wish. If you wish them to go to the left, you say, come here, hey, ho, come here, and that's the way you control them without reins.
George, in the 1950s in Suffolk, was recording a way of life that even then had almost disappeared. He talks about Chaucerian tones. In other words, they were using words and phrases that had resonated back through many generations and many centuries. And in a sense, that is emblematic of his approach to oral history, which is use oral tradition to understand the past.
We used to stitch it up, you see, ready for wheat directly after harvest. That was ready, you see, for it. Look, you see, look, now they don't make no sumbling, they call out about the land's in a mess. Well, they keep cropping on and cropping on. Look, you see, that don't get no cleaning. I meant they used to go on the far coast shift then, you see. Now I meant there's none on at all. No, new methods.